Starbucks' worldwide expansion has caused some dissent in China. Last month, a 29-year-old Chinese TV anchor wrote on his blog that Starbucks should not have a branch inside Beijing's Forbidden City. The Forbidden City is the former home of China's emperors and is now the country's most prized tourist site. Here to talk with us is Ray Chunggang. He is the TV anchor who ignited this controversy. Mr. Ray, welcome to the show.
My pleasure to be with you.
Could you just describe for people who've never been to the Forbidden City, what do you see when you walk in there for the first time?
It's huge, it's beautiful, it's magnificent. Now, maybe I'm biased. The single most magnificent royal palace on on planet Earth.
Traditional Chinese architecture, of course.
Yes, and it's an ancient, it's a World Heritage Site.
And where's the Starbucks?
The Starbucks locates sort of like the waiting room of the ministers before they go to the imperial palace to meet with the emperor. That's their waiting room.
Well, you know, while you're waiting to meet the emperor, maybe you want a cup of coffee.
Well, you have to ask the ministers. If they would like that.
And do they have a big Starbucks sign, the big green circular sign that's familiar to so many Americans?
They used to, but they removed it because ever since their presence in the Forbidden City in year 2000, I think, there has been a lot of controversy and voices against it.
If they've been there a few years, what brought them to your attention now?
It came to my attention 6 years ago, and I have articulated this point on numerous occasions, private and public. But nothing happened, and I happened to meet with this new CEO of Starbucks, Jim Donald, a great guy at Yale, and we had a good conversation. I said, I don't know if Starbucks has the ambition to put a Starbucks inside the pyramid, inside Taj Mahal or whatever, but we ask you to move that store out of the Forbidden City. And he said he will look into this. I came back to Beijing, 6 months passed, nothing happened, so I wrote a piece of blog, and I also wrote Jim Donald an email.
Is anything else for sale in the Forbidden City?
There are other stores. There are tiny little souvenir shops and bookstores, mostly run by the Forbidden City itself.
So you don't object to a certain amount of commerce there?
I do not, because people do need a place to buy souvenirs and people do need a place to rest. But, you know, if you are in the Forbidden City, you see people walking around with all these white cups with a big Starbucks logo on it. It's obscene to me.
And that's what I'm trying to get at. What is it about this particular brand that makes it offensive?
First of all, we're not singling Starbucks out. I think Forbidden City is a single brand. We should keep the integrity of that brand. I don't think, you know, a Chinese tea house brand, that would be equally unacceptable to me.
So you mentioned you talked to Starbucks CEO about this, and he told you essentially what the company told us when we called them, which is basically that they continue to operate with what they call the utmost respect for the Forbidden City. Mm-hmm. The other party here, I suppose, is the government of your country, China. What have they had to say about all this?
The Forbidden City management said they have to take good care of foreign tourists, you know, which is a good thing. And their answer is that in the first half of 2007, they will work out an overall reorganization plan of the Forbidden City to prepare for the Beijing Olympics. And whether Starbucks will be out or stay largely depends on that plan. But personally, I'm confident that Starbucks will move out.
Ray Chunggang is a television anchor in China who believes that Starbucks should be forbidden from the Forbidden City. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And we're going to keep you up to the minute on this story. A Chinese lawmaker is now calling for Starbucks' removal from the Forbidden City. The company has responded by saying it is in ongoing conversations with officials to try to resolve their concerns.